Welcome to the Roadmap to an Improved You podcast, where we talk everything self-worth, self-love, and breaking the cycle of toxic relationships with your host, Tanya Rawls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Roadmap to an Improved You podcast. Hope everybody had a great week and you got some time for self-care and all the great stuff, and you're not getting too overwhelmed with the holiday season. But today we are going to talk about how to grieve the end of a relationship. I think that so often we try to ignore the fact that we're heartbroken when a relationship ends. Whether we ended that relationship or the other person ended it and we are completely in shock or we knew it was coming, it's so hard to deal with the grief of in relationship because you love that person. And then you have your well-meaning friends and family that tell you, oh, it was for the best, especially if you were in a toxic relationship. And while it's good that you are out of that relationship, sometimes hearing it in the beginning is not what you want to hear. You don't want to hear that he was a dick or he did horrible things to you. You're better off without him, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, even though it's the truth, it's the last thing you want to hear a lot of times when you're grieving a relationship. And so how do you get past that grief? Like, how do you work through that? And especially if you have kids with someone, like, how do you work past that when, you know, you're used to every day waking up next to that person? Yeah, he yelled and screamed at you or even was physically abusive, but that became your normal. And it is so hard for people to understand when a relationship is toxic, why you would grieve it when it was over. And there's lots of reasons why we grieve. We grieve if we're caught off guard. Like maybe it wasn't a toxic relationship. Maybe it was a great relationship and you were totally madly in love with this person. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they break up with you. Maybe they weren't feeling it. And maybe, you know, it wasn't this horrible relationship. And so you're grieving that loss of this relationship. But so often we're not grieving always the relationship as it was, especially if it's a toxic relationship. We are grieving the what if or the future, like what the idea of what our relationship was. Because when you live in a toxic relationship, you often have this fantasy world that is not really what the relationship is about. You have this relationship where this person starts to love you and respect you and they become better. And you're putting all of your hopes and your dreams into that person, being this person in this relationship that you wanted it to. And then when it ends, that dream is gone. And so you have to work past that dream and you have to work past that what if. You know, when I was in my toxic relationship with my kids' dad, like, even though it was a horrible relationship, he was abusive and he did crazy things like throw my clothes out of the apartment and lock me out of the apartment and just all kinds of craziness. Like, I was living that, but I always had this dream that it would be this perfect relationship because I had in my head somewhere that I would have the marriage, the kids, the white picket fence dream. And so when the relationship ended and I ended it, it was my choice. I mourned that what if, that dream that was never going to happen. My kids were never going to have this happy life of having both their parents, and they were going to, heaven forbid, they were going to grow up in this broken home, and I was going to be a single parent, and I was going to be alone forever, because who would want to be with someone who had kids? And, you know, especially I had four kids, like, who's going to want that? And so then, of course, I just jumped into another relationship because I found someone who accepted the four kids and I didn't have time to grieve and I didn't want to grieve. I didn't want to live in that sadness. So I jumped into another toxic relationship because I tried to take my mind off of it. And when I got married or divorced from my second husband, I did the same thing. I jumped into another relationship, which you guys have heard me talk about my friend with benefits, that it was this relationship for 2.5 years because I didn't want to grieve. I didn't want to be alone. I was so looking for this dream and I didn't want to have to go through the emotions of being sad. And of course I did some of the time, of course, especially when I was alone at night, but I never gave myself a chance to completely and utterly break down and grieve and realize that what I was missing was not that person as much as I was missing the routine and I was missing the what if and the chance to be this great relationship that was never going to happen. So what do you do? How do you get past that grief? The first thing you have to do is you have to acknowledge that the grief is real. And whether no one else sees it, it is something that is hurting you. And you have to acknowledge that your friends and family may not support the fact that you're grieving, but it's okay. You need to break down. You need to cry. You need to mourn the end of the what if and the routine, because your life is going to look different now. So that's the first step, is you just have to accept it. You have to accept that the grief is okay. And even if it was a horrible relationship, and even if you were physically abused and now you're living in, you know, a shelter or whatever the case, you still are going to mourn, and it's okay. Nobody has to understand it. Nobody has to understand that grief is real for you. And that's what you have to do first. You have to say, hey, I don't care if anybody else understands it, but this grief is real, because a lot of times you're not in love necessarily with that person. You're in love with the dream, and you're in love with the routine. And I know that if you're going through it right at this moment, it probably doesn't seem that way, but believe me, it will get better with time. And you'll look back and you'll realize that, you know, if that was your daughter or your sister or your mother that was in that relationship, of course you wouldn't want them to be in that relationship. But when you're in that relationship, it feels like, oh, I love that person. I don't know how I would go on without them. And so you have to be okay with grieving the relationship and the end of it and breaking down at times. And then what? So you break down and you grieve, and then what? You're still lonely. You're still sad. You know, you feel like your life is completely different. And if, you know, if you've all of a sudden became a single mom and you're struggling, you have all these stresses. And so sometimes you don't have that time to focus on yourself and work on moving past that relationship. And that's you have to take that time. And to me, the easiest thing was to take a look, once I got past that grieving point, was to take a look at that relationship kind of as an outside person looking in. Like, take a look at all those things that happened. And I know this probably sounds sadistic to some people, but it really did work for me. I made a list of everything bad that happened in that relationship, whether it was something I did, or it was something he did, or whether it was things that we did together. Like, I wrote a list of everything bad in that relationship. And this, of course, comes after the grieving process, because I had to be able to think critically on some level, and I had to take a look at it. And I wrote down every single bad thing. And then I made a list of what I believe the perfect relationship looks like. And let me tell you, this probably at the time sounded crazy, because I have always had this Cinderella type story in my head, but I did, what were the non-negotiables? Like, what are the things that I am not wanting to go back on? Like, I don't want someone who cheats on me. And I had that happen in both my relationships. I want someone who's trustworthy, and I want someone who is honest. And this is what my dream partner looks like. And then I compared those lists. And I looked at those lists, and I realized that relationship had almost none of the things that were important to me, none of my values. And I would look at that list. I would remind myself that this relationship, yes, I'm lonely. And yes, I'm maybe struggling right now, because when I left my second husband, I was living with my parents. I lived with them for 9 months. And that was something that was super hard. I feel like I didn't have a chance to grieve, because my life was so flipped upside down. But if I had to do it again, I would have taken that time to grieve, because I put it off for so long that I started kind of having self-destructive behaviors, because I just didn't want to deal with the grief. So you have to deal with the grief first. That's the first step. The second step is to take a look at that relationship and look at it from an outside person looking in. Take a look at that stuff and look at those things that happened. Because when you're in that moment, you don't see that those things happening a lot of times. You're in that protective mode. You're in that survival mode, especially if it's a toxic relationship or a super abusive relationship. You're in survival mode. So now that you're out of that relationship, take a look and look. And then come up with that list of what a true dream relationship would look like for you. And if it's not something that you can see because you're like, I don't deserve this person or I don't deserve these traits or qualities, imagine what you would want for, like I said, your sister, your daughter. What would the magical relationship look like? What would that those important non-negotiables look like? And then compare those lists and remind yourself of that. And then take some time. And this is, it probably sounds counterintuitive, but think about how much your life has changed. Think of all the struggles that you're going through now. And think about how are those struggles compared to the struggles that you were in so much better. Because yes, you might be struggling financially, but you're not having, you know, you probably were, unless you had someone who paid all the bills, a lot of times we struggled financially then. And so, but now I don't have to worry that that person is taking that money and spending it where I don't know where they're spending it on, or they're spending it on another woman, or they're spending it on drugs, or whatever the case may be. So yes, I'm struggling now, but I would rather be struggling now than having to worry about where someone's taking the money and what they're doing with that money. And make a list of all your struggles. And then take those struggles and look at them in a new light. Yes, I'm lonely. Yes, I'm laying in bed and I'm lonely and I hate it and I miss that physical contact with someone, of just them holding me or kissing me. But it's better than them yelling and screaming at me. I don't have to deal with that. I have my peace of mind. You know, if you do have that relationship still with that person on some level where you have to communicate with the kids and maybe they're being horrible to you and they're stalking you or they're putting you down in text messages and that is like the hardest thing in the world. Yes, you have that, but you aren't having it every day 24/7. You're not living under the roof with them and having to deal with it. So try to spin all the negative things or the struggles that you're going through right now and try to remind yourself it's still better than what was. You know, and if you had that life with that person where you thought you were genuinely happy and then they all of a sudden left you and you were so blindsided because it was a perfect relationship, because I've had people that have had that. Just know that you're not living a lie. Because a lot of times those people, and it probably has nothing to do with you, but for whatever reason, they weren't happy in that relationship. So would you rather be in a relationship where somebody was lying to you and pretending to be happy when they're really not? No. So yes, you're struggling now, but you're not putting in more time, because you know that the more time that you put in a relationship, the harder it would be. So you're not putting in another year and then having them break up with you. You're not, you know, putting in more feelings. And, you know, if you don't have a kid with that person, you're not putting in the possibility of having a kid or maybe buying a house and having it be that much harder. So you just have to remember that you can get through whatever struggles you're going through and take those struggles and use them as lessons. Use those as gratitudes of the things that you're not having to deal with anymore. You know, maybe you are struggling financially, like I said, but you know what? It's teaching you to be strong. It's teaching you to use every last penny and use it in a more positive way instead of just buying the newest latte that came out or, you know, whatever the case may be. You're having to micromanage your money, and that's teaching you how to budget. So use all of the struggles and not only look at it from the gratitude point of view, but look at it from the point of view of what that lesson is teaching you. You know, yes, you're lonely and you hate sleeping by yourself at night, because that was me. I hated it. I will tell you that. I jumped from relationship to relationship because for a long time I hated to be alone. I hated to be alone with my thoughts. But you know what it eventually taught me when I finally had to be alone? Is I taught me to become my best friend, because nobody else is going to be there with you and for you for every single second of the day for all eternity but yourself. So you have to learn to be your friend. And that's another part of the grieving process, is that you have to learn to be your friend. You have to love to enjoy being with yourself, because otherwise you're going to mask the grief and you're going to try to, you know, just jump into another relationship, or you're going to attract these guys that can tell that air quotes, that you're desperate because they can see that. So you're going to attract those guys, and that's not going to help you get past that other relationship. It's just like a band-aid. You're going to put it on there, but if you take it off 2 minutes later, that wound is still there, because the band-aid doesn't fix the wound. The band-aid just protects it from getting hurt. And that's what you're trying to do, is you're protect yourself from dealing with the hurt, and it's not going to make the wound any better. So you have to deal with being with yourself. You have to deal with the fact that you can grieve and it's okay. But you also have to look at it and look at the bad that happened and look at the good that's come out of it and how much better your life will eventually be once you get past that bumpy part and once you start accepting that you will be okay. Because a lot of times we grieve because we're scared of the unknown and we're scared. And the unknown can be scary. But it's even scarier being stuck in 5, 10 years from now, being in that relationship and being absolutely horrible, or teaching your kids that those types of relationships are okay. And that's what's worse than grieving and moving on. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Like I said, the most important thing is give yourself a chance to grieve, and then look at it and be thankful for what you have and realize that you do deserve better, but that's going to come with time. And then just keep reminding yourself that this was not the relationship for you. Even if it was a good relationship and it wasn't a toxic relationship, it wasn't a relationship that was meant for you. And then that means it wasn't a good relationship, even if it seemed perfect in every other way. So I hope you guys all have an amazing week, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.